Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 29, first broadcast on Radio GH, the nation's station, on Sunday, 12th of September, 2021. Hello everyone. As classes are restarting in most areas of the UK, I thought I would begin to include one or two dances each week from newer books, which have had very little exposure, and hopefully that will get them more well known. Our first dance is not actually in that category, but maybe isn't as well known as it deserves. The Captain's House, devised by Holly Boyd of Montreal in 2010, and published in two of her own books, was then adopted by the RSCDS for the third graded book. Holly said, "I wrote this for my daughter Leia and her boyfriend when they got engaged. They are married now. Best move she ever made." The RSCDS recording is by George Meikle and Gordon Simpson, and the tunes are Lady Mary Montague, Miss Forbes' Farewell to Banff, The New Brig of Ayr, and Lady Mackenzie of Coole. Thank you. That was George Meikle and Gordon Simpson playing the only recording for The Captain's House by Holly Boyd from RSCDS third graded book. Dunfermline to Sarasota is a 3x32 bar Strass Bay by Margot Priestley, with the recommended tune being Milton Bray by Bill Ewan, and it is included in the Dunfermline 90th Anniversary book from 2018-19. One of Dunfermline's twin cities, Sarasota, Florida, is now home to the interior of the old Dunfermline Opera House as part of the Asolo Center for Performing Arts. The Deviser regularly dances with both Dunfermline and Sarasota branches and describes them as extremely welcoming and friendly. The dance is bars 1 to 8. Ones and threes change places right hand on the side, while twos Petronella into lines across and all set. Ones and threes cross right hand, while twos Petronella to opposite sides and all set. Bars 19 to 16. All lead down for three bars, change sides by lady dancing under the man's arm, and dance up in the order 3, 2, 1. 17 to 24, all grand chain. 25 to 32, twos and ones, Espagnol. Frank Thompson and his band made the recording. Was Frank Thompson's band from the Dunfermline 90th Anniversary CD. Next, a dance which has been around a little longer, as it was devised in 2010 and published in the Bannockburn 700. Burls Aloud is an 8x32 bar jig by Alex Taylor, and Nicol McLaren, who wrote the recommended tune, May McKechnie, has recorded it twice, first on I'm Askin in 2010, and then later on Sterling at 90, which contains tracks for the Bannockburn 700 Dances, plus five others. I have chosen this second recording, where the main tune is followed by Miss Elizabeth Condor, also by Nicol, then The Tea Garden by Angus Crisham, and Jane Kerr's Jig by Ian T. Muir of Prestwick.
Thank you.
Nicol McLaren and the Glenn Craig Band from the Sterling at 90 CD from 2017. Now a square set, five couple dance, which takes some practice, it is great fun, and looks it in the video. Hungarian Bride is by Eric Finley, devised for Judith Hunyadi and Jean-François Ginot in Szeged on 21st July 2007. Knowing that Jim Lindsay enjoys playing the Hungarian tunes by Brahms and Liszt, I asked him to include this dance on the Sunday Class Recorded Highlights Volume 1 CD. So that was Hungarian Dance No. 5 by Johann Brahms and Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2 by Franz Liszt for the 5x48 bar square set reel, Hungarian Bride. And of course, as you probably recognise, it was Jim Lindsay and his band.
Are you looking for a new CD to listen to? Are you a keen dancer and looking for a new dance? Or perhaps a whole book of new dances? Then look no further. Amanda Peart runs the Sunday Class website and has a large range of stock for you to browse, featuring CDs from many well-known bands like Jim Lindsay, Marian Anderson, The Glen Craig, and many more. She also stocks books of dances from the UK, North America, Australasia, and Europe, as well as some CDs you might just want to sit and listen to from artists like singer Alex Hodgson and instrumentalist Heather Cameron. All CDs and books can be paid for securely via PayPal using a debit or credit card. Or you can contact Amanda by email with a special order. And why not take advantage of the free shipping on offer just now too? What are you waiting for? Get yourself online to thesundayclass.org.uk. That's thesundayclass.org.uk.
For our 8x Strathbay today, we go to Sheffield and their Diamond or Third Sheaf collection from 2015. Joyce Porteous's The Winter Garden has a corner pass and twirl movement. The Sheffield Winter Garden was opened in 2003, a large greenhouse containing over 5,000 plants. The first 8 bars of the dance represent the shape of the cross section of the building, and the rest represent the various plants. The chosen tune is Miss Christina Ireland by David Cunningham Sr., and Neil Barron and his band made the impeccable recording. Neil Baron and his band, who recorded the Sheffield Third Sheaf Diamond Collection CD at Castle Sound Studios with Stuart Hamilton. From Sheffield to Leicester and their Silver Collection from 2002. Another David Cunningham tune, though this is DC Junior, with One for Neve for Shirley Campbell's dance, Huncote Jig. The dance is for three couples in a three-couple set. One's cross right hand and cast one place, then three couple rights and lefts, right shoulder reels of three on the sides, and the dance finishes, all set, one's cross down to third place as threes dance up, and all turn right hand. And just to complete the thread with the last dance, David Cunningham Jr. is following his tune with two by Neil Baron, Broon from Troon and The Warehouse. After that jig, Huncote Jig, played by David Cunningham and his band, we will now have a square set medley. You know how I like a medley, and also love Marian Anderson playing, so this combines the two. The dance is Corrie Vrecken by Arthur C. Boswell, not the reel by the same name by Barry Priddy, and dedicated to the late Frank Riley, past chairman of the Lakes SCD Club, forester, sailor, mountaineer, and much more besides. Corrie Vrecken was one of Frank's favourite places. The dance was first published in Derek Haynes Carnforth Collection 3 and can also be found in the Highlander Collection book, which I stock in my shop, and in the Arnside Collection. The recording is Dancer's Choice Volume 1, produced by Highlander Music, and the tunes which Marian plays are, as requested, The Road to the Isles by Pipe Major John McLennan and the traditional Brattock Banner. As usual, that was dedicated to Marion's mum, Grace, who is a big fan of Radio GH. Now we are off to California for a dance devised by Ron Wallace, with tunes by Californian musicians, played by the Californian band Fiddlesticks and Ivory, who play the opening music to this programme every week. The dance is Fair Jenny's Jig, devised in 1990 and published in the book From the Redwood Forest. A nice simple jig with corner partner with a difference. The dance begins one set, cast off, set, and half turn right hand to face first corners. They then turn corner left hand, partner right hand, second corner left hand, and partner right hand to face out on own sides for right shoulder reels of three, ending back to back in the centre for double triangles. The tunes are Fair Jenny's Jig by Peter Barnes and two by Kim McGarrity, Gillies on the Golden Gate, which is the name of the CD, and the intriguing sounding Reduce Squirrel Unemployment.
Thank you.
That was Fiddlesticks and Ivory, and gives me an opportunity for another dedication to Jeff Entwistle, who has been singing the praises of this show and Radio GH to the assembled dancers at the Abbey Hotel Malvern this week, where I was last, aged 17, at a school dance. Jeff used my theme tune music for J.B. Milne and credited me with having introduced him to it. From California, we are staying international for our final two dances. The Strass Bay is a very interesting, visually pleasing four-couple dance by Chris Ronald, called Reflections of Sherbrooke, devised in 2011. Chris says, the name of the dance was chosen to depict the mirror, or reflection, formations in the dance, and the fact that it was introduced at the TAC Summer School in Sherbrooke in July 2011 for a class on unusual progressions. The dance has several unusual features. Dolphin, mirror reels of three, set and mirror link for three, and the progression, which is 3-4-2-1. Chris recommends the Colin Dewar recording for Callum's Road from the Rothen Collection CD. was Colin Dewar and his band playing Callum's Road, Mrs. Ray Wallace and the Green Hill, and the dance was Reflections of Sherbrooke by Chris Ronald. Look it up if you like a challenge, which actually flows beautifully once you've got it. Our last dance is very pertinent, giving us all pause for thought. The Kandahar Reel was devised in 2009 by Captain Andy Cahoon and Lieutenant Rob Cahoon while in Afghanistan, following in the tradition of the Reel of the 51st Division, created by soldiers with time on their hands. At least this time they weren't POWs. The dance is superficially simple, but requires great presence of mind, good technique, and perfect teamwork. Legend claims that the 1.5 times hands across depict both the rotors of a Chinook helicopter and the fact that soldiers are constantly exhorted to give 150% of what is expected from them. The dance was choreographed for 5 couples, as was the Reel of the 51st, even though only 4 couples are dancing. And we will hear Jim Lindsay's band from the Black Watch Ball live recording playing 10 by 32 bars. The original lead tune is the Helmand Highlanders by Jamie Forrester. Thank you. Jim Lindsay playing for the Kandahar Reel. May all and every effort made towards peace and well-being over the past 20 years and going forward not be in vain. Just time for me to say thanks as always to you for listening, to Derek and Ewan and all at Radio GH, and we will play out with a sing-along waltz by Andrew Rankin from his Westering Home LP. See you next week.